Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 1 Samuel 26, the verses 1 to 12. 1 Samuel chapter 26, verse 1 to 12. The Ziphites went to Saul at Gibeah and said, "Is not David hiding on the hill of Hakilah, which faces Jeshimon?" So Saul went down to the desert of Ziph with his 3,000 select Israelite troops to search there for David. Saul made his camp beside the road on the hill of Hakilah, facing Jeshimon, but David stayed in the wilderness. When he saw that Saul had followed him there, he sent out scouts and learned that Saul had definitely arrived. Then David set out and went to the place where Saul had camped. He saw where Saul and Abner, son of Ner, the commander of the army, had lain down. Saul was lying inside the camp with the army encamped around him. David then asked Ahimelech the Hittite and Abishai, son of Zeruiah, Joab's brother, "Who will go down into the camp with me to Saul?" "I will go with you," said Abishai. So David and Abishai went to the army by night, and there was Saul, lying asleep inside the camp with his spear stuck in the ground near his head. Abner and the soldiers were lying around him. Abishai said to David, "Today God has delivered your enemy into your hands. Now let me pin him to the ground with one thrust of the spear. I won't strike him twice." But David said to Abishai, "Don't destroy him. Who can lay a hand on the Lord's anointed and be guiltless?" "As surely as the Lord lives," he said, "the Lord himself will strike him, or his time will come, and he will die, or he will go into battle and perish. But the Lord forbid that I should lay a hand on the Lord's anointed. Now get the spear and water jug that are near his head and let's go." So David took the spear and the water jar and the water jug near Saul's head and they left. No one saw or knew about it, nor did anyone wake up. They were all sleeping because the Lord had put them into a deep sleep. My theme for reflection is persevering in doing good. Persevering in doing good. In 1 Samuel 26, David finds himself in a deeply familiar and exhausting trial. Saul, consumed by paranoia and jealousy, is once again haunting him. David has every reason to feel bitter or cynical. After all, he had already spared Saul's life once, and yet here he is, forced to flee for his life again. Despite the weariness of this recurring threat, David chooses the harder path, to do good when retaliation would have been far easier. This passage invites us to reflect on perseverance, trust in God's perfect timing, and the commitment to continue doing good even in seasons of exhaustion. David's situation presents a powerful example of unwavering trust. Confronted with another opportunity to end Saul's life, David refuses to take matters into his own hands. Instead, he reminds Abishai that Saul is the Lord's anointed and only God has the right to remove him. David's words in verses 9 to 11 reflect a powerful trust. "The Lord will strike him, or his day will come to die, or he will go down into battle and perish." By choosing to wait on God, David demonstrates a deep confidence in God's sovereignty and timing. Resisting the urge to force the fulfillment of God's promise of kingship, his example reminds us that God's plans unfold according to his perfect schedule, not ours, and that faith often requires patience in the face of repeated trials. The temptation to retaliate against Saul must have been intense. Abishai's offer to kill Saul, striking him down with a single blow, likely seemed like a practical and just solution. Yet David, despite years of unjust suffering, holds fast to his integrity. He knows that taking vengeance would violate God's command and dishonor the Lord. His restraint reveals a profound inner strength, one that prioritizes obedience to God over the immediate gratification of personal vindication. In our own lives, we too face moments when retaliation or shortcuts seem justified, whether in strained relationships, workplace conflicts, or personal betrayals. David's actions remind us that true strength lies in self-control and in the courage to choose what is right, even when it is difficult. A striking detail in this narrative is found in verse 12, where we learn that the entire camp was in a deep sleep, a condition orchestrated by the Lord. This moment underscores God's sovereignty and involvement, even in the smallest details. David and Abishai's daring mission was successful because of their bravery and because God was at work behind the scenes. It is a powerful reminder that even when we feel overwhelmed or weary, God actively provides the strength and opportunities to persevere. Paul echoes this truth in Galatians 6, verse 9. Let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. Like David, we are called to continue in faithful obedience, trusting that God is with us, even when we cannot yet see the fruit of our labor. My dear friends, the challenges of perseverance are no less real in our time. The fast pace of modern life, combined with the pressures of work, family, and ministry, can lead to exhaustion. We might feel tempted to cut corners, abandon our commitments, or lose hope. But David's story reminds us to trust in God's timing and strength, to keep doing good, and to resist the urge to take control. Often we see God's hand most clearly in hindsight. Our task is to live faithfully in the present, trusting that He is at work in our trials, shaping us for purposes. David's perseverance encourages us to hold on, knowing that God's faithfulness never wavers and that our labor in Him is never in vain. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what areas of your life are you tempted to take matters into your own hands rather than trusting in God's timing? Number two, how do you respond when faced with weariness or the temptation to give up on doing good? Gracious and sovereign God, we come before you, acknowledging our weariness in the face of life's challenges. Like David, we often face repeated trials that test our patience and resolve. Strengthen our hearts to trust in your perfect timing and sovereignty, even when the path ahead seems unclear. Teach us to persevere in doing good, to honor you in our actions, and to rely on your strength rather than our own. Help us to live faithfully, trusting that our labor in you is never in vain. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.